Thank you, Terry. Good morning. The U.S. Senate takes up the health care bill that passed the U.S. House yesterday. House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican from Wisconsin, made note of Iowa as he spoke in the U.S. House in favor of passing the health care bill.
Look at what has happened in Iowa this week. As is the case in so many areas in this country, Iowa is down to one insurer. That, of course, is not a choice. But now that one insurer is saying that it will have to pull out of 94 of 99 counties in Iowa.
Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield and Aetna planning to stop providing individual policies to the state's insurance exchange next year. The remaining provider, Medica, considering withdrawing as well. Republican Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says Iowa is an example of why there needs to be a change.
We know we have to address it, and that means addressing it sooner rather than later. But again, we can't just rush something through. We do have to move in a thoughtful manner and make sure that it is the right way forward.
Bill passed the House on a 217-213 vote. Iowa's three Republican congressmen voted for the health care bill, while the lone Democrat in Iowa's congressional delegation, who represents Jasper County, Congressman Dave Loebsack, voted against it. He says the legislation puts more than 171,000 Iowans in jeopardy of losing their health insurance coverage, and he says the bill opens the door to eliminating the guarantee that Americans cannot be denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition. This afternoon, the city of Newton will host a retirement celebration for now-retired Lieutenant Wes Breckenridge. Breckenridge spent 24 years with the Newton Police Department, 27 years in law enforcement altogether. He retired effective March 31st due to a reoccurring shoulder injury. What has he been doing since then, and what are his plans for the future?
It's interesting. I've had the opportunity to spend time with my grandson, Carson, which has been great. I will also more than likely be teaching criminal justice courses this fall as an instructor, and I stay involved with DEC Board, the Drug Endangered Children. I stay active with the Newton Says No to Human Trafficking, the Jasper County Crime Stoppers, many other outlets to help the public, and so I see myself staying active in those roles in addition to being an educator and a teacher of our young people.
And of course, he is our local state representative as well. Over a seven-year period, Breckenridge had three corrective surgeries on his shoulder. The most recent one was in June. The retirement event for him today from 1 to 3 in the atrium at Newton City Hall. And the names of two Des Moines area police officers will be added to the Iowa Peace Officer Memorial this morning. The Iowa governor ordering all flags on the Capitol grounds be flown at half-staff today in observance of the Iowa Peace Officer Memorial Ceremony. It takes place this morning at Orrin Pape State Office Building. During the ceremony, state leaders will honor four officers killed in the line of duty, including Urbandale Officer Justin Scott Martin and Des Moines Sergeant Anthony David Bimenio. They were killed minutes apart on November 2nd in separate ambushes as they sat in their patrol cars. Flags to the Iowa Peace Officer Memorial will be flown at half staff May 15th to the 19th in honor of National Peace Officer Week. That's Check of News this hour here on KCOB. I'm Randy Fan.